Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the epicenter of free speech in the United States of America. Connected with both ends, solar powered, from the United States to Australia and back. Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
real well, Gwyneth. You know,
it's good to see you again.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice. Gwyneth, I wanted to share with our class a tip from 5-Minute University, and it's short, but it's germane to the weather and the inclement conditions that we're going to be experiencing starting tomorrow here in the United States. And they're saying we're going to have a bomb, B-O-M-B, storm, very cold temperatures, snow, maybe blizzard in Chicago, maybe equal to or greater than the blizzard of 1967. About 60 people died back then. There were cars piled up. It was gridlock. It was pretty bad. And so we're facing a massive storm, and of course, here at our farm, we've been preparing for the safety of our animals. Make sure that they have water, make sure that our equipment's running, make sure that we have the hay that's positioned right because it might get frozen in place. And so it could be pretty bad. So here is something that I suggest you consider researching immediately, class, if you have a diesel vehicle. Or a diesel tractor, or a diesel truck. And what happens with diesel fuel is somewhere around freezing temperature, 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees centigrade, diesel fuel starts to gel. And as it gets colder, it becomes more thick, more gelatinous, and it does not want to pump through the fuel lines. And it doesn't want to go through the fuel filters. And so your vehicle may not start. So in advance, what you need to consider doing is thinning out that diesel fuel. And there's several ways of doing it. One is you can look up how much kerosene, K1 kerosene, you can use that if you'd like, to add that to your diesel fuel. Not too much, but add some, and it increases the decreases the lubricity. Kerosene does not lubricate at all, and it's really hard on the diesel fuel injection pumps. But it will flow at a lower temperature, and so will gasoline. Now, you can't run a diesel engine on gasoline, but what you could do is add a very, very small amount, like 1 cup, 8 ounces of gasoline, regular grade gasoline, to a cold diesel piece of equipment. You don't want to add it hot because it's really flammable. But you can add a cup of gasoline and then add some more diesel and make sure you mix it up in the tank. So what we do is we take about, when the tank is about half full of fuel, like in a tractor, we'll add a cup of gasoline and then add diesel fuel on top of it. So when the diesel fuel goes down the neck of the gas tank or the fuel tank or the diesel fuel tank, it will mix with the gas and diesel will mix. And then we drive the tractor to make sure it's thoroughly mixed. And then what that does is it makes it easier to start the diesel engine in really cold weather because gasoline is more volatile than diesel, and it thins it out, so you're less likely to have a gelling situation. Gelling can shut down a diesel engine. So don't believe a word I say. Do your own research. If you add too much gasoline, you'll blow up the engine. Okay? You'll blow up the diesel engine. You can only add a very small amount. So you can use, many people recommend kerosene to add it to diesel. And that'd be a small amount, too. That might be somewhere around 1%. So if you had 100 gallons of diesel fuel, you might add 1 gallon of kerosene. You might add half of that, maybe a half a gallon of gasoline to 100 gallons of diesel fuel. So just a thought, and also top off your batteries. If you have batteries in your vehicles, if your batteries are not fully charged, you can very easily have your electrolyte, your sulfuric acid in your battery freeze. And when that happens, the lead plates buckle and the battery is ruined. And batteries can cost $100, $200, $300 today. And it's really easy for them to freeze. So a fully charged battery is the best option. Or if it's not fully charged, put a charger on it and get it charged before this cold weather. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I actually heard a kind of a reverse thing of that here in Australia, of to increase the lubricity of a petrol engine, that you add a litre or two of diesel fuel to the tank when you on a like 60 liter tank of petrol, you might add a liter or maybe at the most 2 liters of diesel in the tank, and that's to improve the lubricity of the fuel and how it flows through the engine. And that was That advice was given to me by a friend, and he got it from a friend of his who was a race car driver, and that's what he used to put in his race cars. It was about a litre or two of diesel in a full tank of petrol. So I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but well, when you were talking about that...
Here's what I do know.
For that.
Here's what I do know, Gwenna. Many years ago when, like, around 30, I guess, 30 years ago or so, in the United States, it was mandated that low-sulfur diesel be sold rather than conventional diesel. And sulfur was the lubricating agent. It provided the lubricity for the fuel injection pumps of diesel engines. Well, they took it out for the most part. Vastly reduced the amount of sulfur in diesel fuel, and we were experiencing diesel injection pumps failing like crazy because the fuel didn't have the lubricity. So diesel fuel, depending on whether it is a, you know, this low sulfur diesel, it does not have much lubricity at all. So you might be talking about many, many years ago, maybe before 30 years ago. Is that about right?
That advice was actually given to me fairly recently. I mean, I haven't been driving since 2016 was the last time I was driving, although I still have my driver's license. I don't have a vehicle that works anymore. But I was doing that probably about 8 years ago. So maybe they have a different diesel mix here in Australia that still has the high sulfur diesel.
It sounds like it to me. Now, diesel fuel probably has more lubricity than gasoline. Gasoline, I don't think has any lubricity. So it might help a little bit. Now, I've done this. I've done exactly what you're talking about. When I was commuting back and forth to Fayetteville, North Carolina, when I was designing the computer system for the city, Fayetteville, North Carolina. It was a long haul driving from Virginia. And I had an old El Camino, a 1985 four-barrel El Camino, which is a Chevy half-truck, half-car. It's kind of a neat vehicle. And I would fill up my tank and add about 2 gallons of diesel fuel to the gasoline because I wanted to see. I wanted to see what happened to miles per gallon. I wanted to see what happened to performance. And the performance was down. It did not have the performance. The engine knocked more. It had more pre-ignition. But I was able to put very low-cost fuel into, you know, 2 gallons worth of diesel into the gasoline tank. Now, here's something that, Class, you might want to think about. Here's what independent gas stations used to do, and they may still do it. You know, they used to have 2 grades of gasoline in the United States. There was regular, and then there was premium. Sometimes it was called Ethyl. Sometimes it was called High Test. But it was the more expensive grade. And what would happen, in not all the time, but sometimes, an independent gas station would take a delivery of gasoline, and the tanker would show up, the tractor trailer with the tanker attached. And the owner of the gas station would say to the guy, and there was a tank in the ground for premium and a tank in the ground for regular. And the owner of the gas station would say to the guy delivering the fuel, tell you what, we got a 10,000-gallon tank or 5,000-gallon tank. Put 1,000 gallons of regular in the premium tank. And what that meant was that that owner of that gas station was selling 1,000 gallons of regular at the premium price. That happened. Absolutely happened. So, and that was, you know, that was, let's say, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, for sure. That happened in many places. And you didn't know until you bought the fuel and said, gosh, this, you know, this fuel knocks. It has ping. It has pre-ignition. You know, I don't get it. You know, car used to work great, filled up, and 50 miles later, the engine's not running so well. Absolutely true story. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's, you know, Jesus Christ said something. He said, woe to you when your ephah, that's measuring basket, is small and your shekel is large. That's what he said. And that's just another version of it. It's like, the, you know, shrinkflation. You know, just it's the gasoline version of shrinkflation, where they're saying, oh yeah, it's all good, it's all beaut, but really, you know, a 10,000 gallon tank, and there's 1,000 gallons of actual regular in there, and then 9,000 gallons of premium. It's like shrinkflation, it's like the same thing. Yeah, and they all think that we're all dumb donkeys and we won't notice. Well, guess what? We do notice. And this is, you know, and then you confront them about it, and they go, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, yeah, oh, no, it must be something else, you know. Who do these people think we are? So these people think we left our brain in a jar by the bed when we got up in the morning or something.
Well, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example, an exclamation point when we come back. Real numbers. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I just heard about wildfires, and I was reading an article last night, and it just infuriated me. And it's in the mainstream. Let me give you the headlines. This is from MSN.com. Quote, depressed fire department dispatcher admitted setting 24 wildfires, feds say. End quote. And it goes on to say that there was a wildfire that raged last month that torched some 1,300 acres of national parkland in Ohio. And it was the handiwork of a down-in-the-dumps emergency responder who did it to keep local firefighters from getting bored. That's what the article says. So this guy was a former 9/11 dispatcher for the Greenfield Township Volunteer Fire Department. He's charged with, quote, timber set afire, end quote. He's charged with setting at least 24 fires in the Wayne National Forest over several months. He's not the only one. The article goes on to say, I'm going to have to find him, but last year, quote, same article, quote, last year, a 9/11 dispatcher in Syracuse, New York area was charged with third-degree arson after allegedly setting fire to his own home. In Southern California, the chief arson investigator for Glendale Fire Department was charged with purposely setting some 2,000 fires throughout the 1980s and the 1990s. goes on to say, each year about 100 firefighters nationwide are accused of arson, according to the National Volunteer Fire Council. So when you hear that, you know, it's y'all with your chains dragging from your car at your hot exhaust pipes that are mandated by the federal government that says, y'all car manufacturers, if you have a gasoline-powered vehicle, you're going to put a catalytic converter on there that goes to 1,500 degrees, and when you pull off to the side of the road because you have a flat tire and there's unmowed grass there that's dry, and grass burns somewhere around 600 degrees, and you have a 1,500-degree catalytic converter, y'all might set your car and the neighborhood on fire, mandated by your government. And the people who are responsible for putting out fires, about 100 of them are accused of arson, according to the National, a year, 100 a year, are accused of arson, according to the National Volunteer Fire Council. So firemen are starting fires. When you talk about anarchy, this is anarchy. You know, there are people in charge, but no one seems to be paying attention to what's going on. Would you be frosted if someone set fire to a house in your neighborhood and, you know, because he's down in the dumps, you know, kind of depressed, sets a fire to his house or his neighbor's house, and yours burns down in the wake of it? Are these guys shooting at transformers at substations to take out the power for 10, 20, 100,000 people? You know, the thing that frosts me about this is I think about the little animals. And if you want to think about how little animals see, get down on your belly and look around. That's what they see. Because little animals, like squirrels, rabbits, frogs, they're not looking from 5 feet up or 6 feet up. They're looking from a few inches off the ground. They can't see too much. They don't know where to go. They don't know where the fire is, where it's safe to go. And these morons, these deranged parasites, are setting fire to the planet. They're doing intentional damage. So what do you do about them? Oh, that's easy. That part's easy. When you catch them and you're absolutely positively sure that they've done it, you string them up. I'm saying the system. The system needs to have public executions, in my opinion, for people who do these absolutely destructive things. Ecocide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The PAYGO rules say you can't do this. You can't have all this new spending unless it's offset. We will also be demanding that the PAYGO rules are increased. Instead of taking 60 votes to evade the rules, we're going to ask that it be a two-thirds vote to evade the rules.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 policy end, as Republican-led states push to keep it in place. For the moment, it stays in place. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C. today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Cheetah, you've got your
take. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I know Herman wants me to detach. Oh, by the way, class, no calls today, please. Gwyneth has a full syllabus. No calls today, please. I know Herman wants me to detach. Frankly, class, it's impossible for me to detach. I don't believe you can be a farmer and look up and look down and look around and read the news and detach when the attacks on farmers are everywhere. Now, for someone who goes to work and pushes keys on a keyboard and clicks the mouse, who doesn't have to worry about the safety and the health and the protection of animals on a farm, it's a whole different world. That's a whole different world. You know, stress is the boss saying, hurry up, I need it done now. And that's stress. That's completely different from having a mama cow have a prolapse and you see her guts hanging out and you're going to have to put it back in and sew her back up. Or an animal gets wounded. Or an animal gets shot by some moron that's driving down the road with a hunting rifle. Or someone who cuts your fence and tries to steal your life savings. Or the government spraying overhead that has occluded the sky so you hardly have enough electricity to broadcast. You know, in the last 6 weeks, we have generated about 20 cents worth of electricity per day. 20 cents a day. That's where we are. It is being brought to us by... We're surrounded. We are surrounded by governments demanding more information, more and more and more. They want more of our money. They want more of our savings. They want more. They want to know more about what we're doing. They want to track every purchase over $600. They've inflated the currency to the point where people are starving. They've lost their houses. And then they say, gosh, we got a homeless problem. We have the most inept, most corrupt government in the history of the world. It's outrageous. There's no one you can depend on. There's no one you can trust. And here's the number. I said I'd give you a number, an exclamation point, when Gwyneth was talking about shrinkflation. So shrinkflation means it costs more per ounce. It costs more per gallon. It costs more per pound. It costs more per unit of measure. Whatever the measurement was or is, it costs more than it used to. Because they made it smaller and either kept the price the same or increased the price and made it smaller. Here's a perfect example. We had a little meeting and we thought, well, we should get some decaffeinated coffee. And I looked at Sam's Club and they've got it. They've got decaffeinated coffee available for purchase. And Folgers decaffeinated classic roast, 28.8 ounces. It's $11.68. That's because it's $2 off. The regular price at Sam's Club is going to be $13.68 for 28.8 ounces. Now, the last time I bought it, it wasn't all that long ago. It was 33.9 ounces, and it costs less. So it, and you wonder, where do they come up with numbers like 33.9, the old size, ounces, and 28.8, the new size. Where do they come up with these numbers? Well, I figured it out during the break. It's 15% smaller. So some bean counter said to the boss, yo, this is, we got to raise prices. You got to raise prices. And the boss said, okay, how much? And the bean counter says 15%. So they raised the price of the coffee by 15% by putting 15% less content in the canister. Now, that's just one small example. So how do the Finellis react to that? We stopped buying it. That's it. We decided, forget it. We're not buying that. We're not buying that coffee anymore, period. And the other thing is it doesn't say whether it's naturally decaffeinated. And I don't want benzene in my coffee. So all over the world, people are looking at, and coffee's a luxury, people are looking at what can they do to save money? What can they do to spend less? Why are they spending less? Because they've got less. Joe? Gwyneth, any comments? Have I lost my mind?
No, you haven't. You know, there is a product that's sold here in Australia, okay? And what it is, it's a water flavoring. So you squirt a little bit of this stuff in your in your drinking water bottle, and it's to give it flavor. Well, I had a look at the ingredients on this, and at the top of the ingredient list is propylene glycol. And I went, what? That's like antifreeze. That'll kill your cats or your dogs. And they're selling it here in Australia for kids to squirt into their water bottles to give their water bottles that sweet taste. That is not like a little bit of fruit juice in it, you know, tiny amounts of citric essence or whatever it is, you know, berry essence, whatever artificial or natural flavor or whatever it is that it's got in it. But the main ingredient of this product is propylene glycol, antifreeze. And that's like, I was like, what there is going on here? It's like that they want to poison us. And this is sold in the grocery stores here in Australia. I don't know if they sell it. I think it was, you know, I think that this particular, you know, water flavoring was sold. I can't remember who sold it. It might have been Wrigley's, the chewing gum people, or it might have been somebody else. I'm not quite sure. But I've kept it, and I've never used it, but I've kept it for evidence purposes. You know, I'm not drinking propylene glycol. You'd have to have rocks in your head to do that. But the kids don't know. They just think, oh, it tastes sweet. It must be all right. No, it's not all right. You feed your cat or your dog propylene glycol, it's going to die. Sorry, I just burped. You feed yourself propylene glycol, you know, a squirt in a bottle of drinking water once might not harm you so much, but it will eventually, if you keep doing it, it will destroy your liver. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And I wonder how many kids are presenting to hospitals. There's like 10, you know, teenagers and older children, like, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13. I wonder how many of them are presenting to the doctors or the emergency department with kidney and liver problems. And I wonder if the doctors are tracing the source of it back to this propylene glycol drink additive. Does that frost you? I know that it frosted me.
Oh, absolutely. 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 And you know what else? You know what else frosts me? Many years ago, when I used to go to the supermarket, this was many, many years ago, this was before the big death, there was this child sitting in a shopping cart at Aldi, and his stupid mother gave him this, it's kind of like a lollipop, but it didn't have a stick, it had a ring, and a plastic ring, and it was blue. And this young person stuck his tongue out, and his tongue was absolutely blue to beat the band. And not just a light blue, a very, very dark blue. Which brings me to, who approves, who in the government says you can sell this junk? Who in the government says, yeah, it's okay to have orange and blue and green and yellow Kool-Aid and Jell-O? Who says that? Who says it's okay to do that? Who says it's okay to put these colors like orange and blue and green in soft drinks? Now, I don't think soft drinks are very good. But have you ever gone past a bottle of orange soda? There is nothing on the planet that is natural that is that color. Nothing. And the blue of some of the drinks that are artificially colored with blue, there's nothing on the planet that color either. And Mountain Dew, show me something on the planet that is the color of Mountain Dew. Show me something. I'd love to see it, besides Mountain Dew. We are on our own. Caveat emptor. Buyer beware. Just thinking about this, trust me. We don't have anybody protecting us. We have lawmakers who are restricting our ability. They're making our cages smaller and smaller and smaller. And I resent it.
Did I tell the class about the animals in Africa? Or was that just something that I spoke with you privately on the phone? I think it was you privately on the phone.
Let's talk about that, please. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Okay. This story is a true story. Okay. It happened quite a number of years ago, but it's still happening to this day. It's been happening for many, many years. Okay. When Botswana gained its independence, so-called, from, you know, it ceased being a colony and started being a quote-unquote independent country, okay, as a part of their secession deal with the British Crown, the Botswanan government agreed to export 250,000 cows every year from Botswana. And Botswana has a 20-year drought cycle. So every 10 years you get a really, really, really good year. Every 10 years you get a really, really, really horrible year. And it oscillates in that cycle, a 20-year drought cycle. Okay? In a really, really, really good year, Botswana might make 250,000 cows through the whole country. In a bad year, you'd struggle to even graze 250,000 cows in the whole of Botswana. And you think that that's bad. It absolutely hammers the country. And not only that, they use 80% of the water that falls on Botswana to wash these cattle out in the abattoirs. But it gets worse than that, and I'll go into it on the other side, if I can hear music.
Yeah, yeah. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia class. If you want to see some of her work, you can go to 5MinuteUniversity.com, F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com, and you'll see some of her books, and it will take you to, right from there, you can click on them and peruse them and even buy them on Amazon. So 5MinuteUniversity.com. 5MinuteUniversity.com is my website. And Gwyneth, you're talking about Botswana and 250,000 head of cows. Please continue.
Yep. Okay. Well, some idiot pencil pusher in the UK made up a rule. And I don't think he'd ever been to Botswana. But he reckoned that it would be a really good idea if you put up these big chain link fences all the way across the rangelands, all across Botswana, to stop the cattle from mingling with the native wildlife, you know, like the zebras and the gnus and the wildebeest and the giraffes and all the rest of it. And so he put these fences directly across the migratory routes of the wild animals. And what happened was these migratory animals came on their migration. They came to the chain link fence and they piled up against the chain link fence and they died. Have you ever seen a pile of 20,000 gnu or wildebeest against a chain link fence? They died. And the lions, they suffocated. They crushed themselves against the fence. And the lions that were following along behind the migrating animals, which they do, they saw all of these dead moose and wildebeest and stuff, zebras, and they, for about 2 days, had an absolute party and ate themselves silly on all these dead wildebeest and moose and zebras and all the rest of the antelopes. And what happened can't find any rotten meat. So after 2 days of this meat sitting in the hot African sun, it started to rot. And then the lions wouldn't eat it anymore. And so you had a pile of 20,000 rotting carcasses. But it gets worse. Because then, after about a week after that, then the lions decided they were hungry. And they had run out of wildlife to hunt because all the wildlife was sitting in a pile of 20,000 rotting carcasses right next to the fence where they'd died and crushed themselves. So what happened was that lions, they decided that they were going to go hunting for humans. They'd never hunt the Kalahari Bushmen, not in 10,000 years of history. The Kalahari Bushmen could walk straight past the lions wouldn't bother them at all. But suddenly the lions were hungry and they went hunting for humans. And they wiped out 90% of the Kalahari Bushmen, the humans who were living in that part of the world, of the Tswana tribe. So, one pencil pusher sitting in an office in London somewhere was responsible for destroying the entire ecology of a whole region of Africa and wiping out almost an entire nation. And by that I mean there were maybe 400 or 500 members of this particular tribe. But by the end of it, there were only 2 young men, teenagers, who had survived. And they survived because they were young and because they were more agile than all the rest of the people in the tribe. And they climbed one of these acacia thorn trees that grow in Africa. And they used to sit up there every night watching the carnage as their entire tribe was ripped apart beneath their feet by the lion. And when Bill Mollison, when he says that story, he says, that really makes him angry. And do you know what those 250,000 cattle that started the whole thing were used for? As if there's not enough cows in the whole of Britain and Europe. But these 250,000 cows were not being sent to Europe and Britain for human consumption. They were getting sent to Britain for dog food. Pretty stupid little terriers and Pedigree Pal and all the other brands of dog food that you get. And it's got labels on, big labels on the outside of dog packets, dog food packets. Made with real beef, and that's where the beef comes from. The blood of African tribesmen and the annihilation of a whole ecosystem.
Just
that
a
makes
few...
me angry.
Absolutely.
Want to make everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, my inability to detach. Gwyneth, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Let's talk about the magnetosphere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.